Amen. And let's say it together as we go into worship this morning. Send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. Amen. I love this verse because the psalmist has a key. He has an eye on the heart of God. I think this is the way God wants it. He doesn't want us doing everything in our strength. And I love this because this puts the onus not on us, but on God. If we believe he is who he says he is, we can boldly come before his throne and we can believe this word. Send out your light and your truth. What does it mean in the Hebrew? What does this word send mean? It means to conduct, to earnestly conduct, to loose the word, to push it out, to reach forth, to shoot it forth, to sow it, to spread it, to stretch it forth. Send out your light. Do all that. Do it, Lord. Send it out to me to light my path. And he says, send out your light. That means, I love it. It means happiness. God is sending out his happiness on us. What's more happy than the grace of God? We can be thankful for his grace.
Yes, we can.
It's bright and it's clear. In its, his truth, he's sending forth or pushing out his trustworthiness, his stability, his verity, his certainty is coming to us. He's pushing these on us. How can we resist? You feel his happiness coming on you, his truth, his light. He's pushing it out on you. And what is the purpose? The next phrase, let them guide me. God, you will guide me. I can't walk this walk myself. Can anybody in this room do it yourself? Walk as he wants us to walk as prescribed in his on his prescription pad? Huh? No way. But I need him to do that. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. Amen. I love it.